Ilso also proceeded and said, "Suffer me a little, and I will show you that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty, and despises not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserves not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. He withdraws not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they be bound in fetters, and be holden in cords of affliction, then he shows them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He opens also their ear to discipline, and commands that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrite in heart, they cry not when he binds them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivers the poor in his affliction, and opens their ears in oppression. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place. But there is no straitness, and that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. But thou hast the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee. Because there is wrath, beware lest he takes you away with his lightning. Then a great reward cannot deliver you. Will he esteem your riches? No, not gold, nor the forces of strength. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity, For this have you chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God exalts by his power, who teaches like him. Who has enjoyed him his way, or who can say, thou hast wrought iniquity? Remember that thou, you magnify his work, which men behold. Every man may see it, men may behold it afar off. Behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he makes small the drops of water, they pour down rain according to the vapors thereof. Which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also, can any understand the spreadings of the clouds or the thunders of his tabernacle? See how he scatters his lightning about him and lights up the bottom of the sea. For by them judge he the people, he giveth meat in abundance. He fills his hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark by the cloud that cometh betwixt. The thunder thereof shows concerning it, the cattle also concerning the methane.